Now, we caught up with Junior Minister Frank Feehan on the show yesterday morning, literally as he was heading into a ministerial meeting to ratify the introduction of minimum unit pricing for alcohol. Minister Feehan, the Minister of State at the Department of Health, has more or less championed this initiative. The measure is due to take effect from January next year and is, we're told, aimed at high-risk heavy drinkers who purchase cheap, strong alcohol. And the minister says the move will ensure that cheap, strong alcohol is not available at what he terms pocket money prices.
Our modelling and evidence in Scotland shows that it impacts the high-risk heavy drinkers the most because they purchase strong, cheap alcohol products. And effectively, this measure will save lives. It'll make no difference in what alcohol costs in public houses, but and also most of the items in off-license. But effectively, what we're trying to do is maybe the very, very cheap bottle of wine or the very, very cheap bottle of vodka and gin and maybe the Lidl Village cider that is bringing up to a level of maybe for wine, €7, and to a bottle of gin, €20, €21.
Well, well-known Sligo publican Martin Foley of Foley's Bar and Off Licence is on the line now. What do you make of this, Martin? And do you agree with what the Minister has said there?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to your listeners. Now, I think that Frank's choice of words regarding pocket money prices was very ill-advised because, you know, he has to remember that the people that buy alcohol in our premises and other premises earn this money very, very hard. And to describe it as pocket money is condescending, to say the least. Now, it might be it might be pocket money to the salaries that he earns and his colleagues and the senior civil servants in the Department of Health. But to the ordinary person, consumer, they spend their hard-earned money in premises like ours. Now, this minimum pricing has been bandied around for a long, long time. It started basically when the groceries order was abolished in 2002, and that basically set the groceries order was that groceries couldn't be sold below a certain price. Now, that was abolished back in 2002. And what happened was that the supermarkets, in their wisdom, decided to have alcohol as the last leader to attract people into their premises to buy groceries. And what happened was, or happens, is that whatever alcohol is sold below cost selling or below cost is levied on all grocery items, and they have 6,000 or 7,000 items to levy this loss on. And basically, unwittingly, people that are against alcohol are paying for subsidised alcohol in multiples in their grocery bill. So it was a very unfair setup, and whilst it was given the air of cheap alcohol, the consumer was paying through the nose on grocery items which are necessary for life. Alcohol, you can survive without it, so it's not a necessity. So that's giving you a brief background of where this is coming from.
Yeah, and do you accept what the minister says and what the government are saying, that that this move is aimed at the high risk, the heavy drinkers, and it's in their best interest that this is introduced? Would you accept that?
Well, they keep saying this, but somebody that has an addiction to alcohol will get alcohol no matter what the price is or what type of alcohol is available.
Well, that's just it. There's no indication or no facts to back up the fact that this will reduce demand. It might make prices increase, but it won't reduce demand, will it?
It won't reduce demand. And actually, prices for alcohol will not increase. That is the big thing for ordinary run-of-the-mill alcohol. It won't increase. What will increase is that, and I haven't seen a bottle of wine that they talk about at €3.50 or a cheap bottle of beer in quite a while. The only time you will see it is if you buy 20 or 24 cans or bottles it works out at maybe less than a euro a bottle, depending on what product you're buying, on these promotions. And these promotions happen in supermarkets, you know, on quite a regular basis now. At the start, it was Christmas, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, bank holiday weekends and that. And basically as well, and which was never tackled, was that on Children's Allowance Day, prices of alcohol and things like that are reduced in supermarkets for the day or whatever they put on these offers, because they know that consumers have extra money or whatever, and they're tempted to go in and buy it. But I just did a sort of a calculation. When Claire rang me yesterday, I hadn't given this a lot of thought.
Yeah.
And really, a bottle of whiskey with this new unit price will be €22.09. Now, generally, a bottle of premium whiskey is about €27 or €28, except at these promotional periods, which is, as I said, Christmas, Easter, you could get it at 20, but then it would be on for a very short period of time. So by and large, the bottle of whiskey is around €25, €26.
Yeah.
A bottle of gin, depending on the alcohol volume, will be €22. That's what it will work out. A bottle of vodka would be €20. Now, that would be Smirnoff for Gordon's. Gin as well would be in that price range. A bottle of wine would work out at about €7.40. So, you know, the €10 bottle of wine is still there. And, you know, again, it's very rarely you see a bottle of wine for €7.50. And if you do, because I did a little bit of research that Conor Pope did back in 2015 in the Irish Times. And basically, if you buy a bottle of wine for €10, the amount of wine that's in it, when you strip back the duty and the VAT and the shipping costs and the retailer's margin and the wholesaler's margin, there's only about 50 pence worth of wine in the bottle. So you're basically buying alcohol with a taste of wine in it. So that isn't very practical for somebody.
Yeah.
The Irish Independent reports this morning that under this minimum unit pricing, it's expected that the price of an average can of beer would be €1.32. But the Irish Independent investigates and says it's going to be closer to €2 per can when all factors are taken into account.
Yeah, well, a can of lager would be around 1.70, and that's again, six cans would be about a tenner, which is what we would sell out at, and every off-license, you know, because we cannot offer these sort of offers and never have been able. And no off-license, standalone off-licenses can do the prices that, but we still exist, and we're given good value for money because our price is all the year round. We don't have this fluctuating price where one day you go in and you buy something for a tenner and the next day it's 14. It's a tenner all the time, you know. So
okay. Taking that into account, you as a publican should be happy with such measures, were you not? And you've been calling, have you not, as an industry, calling for moves like this for some time?
Well, that's true. The vintners, in their wisdom, are looking for this for a long, long time. Now, I didn't agree with this because there is no logic to it. But they're two different trades, two different businesses. People that drink, buy drinking off licenses, by and large, don't drink in pubs. And vice versa, people that drink in pubs don't buy alcohol in off licenses and drink at home. And that's been borne out time and time again. I think the research is fairly flawed in how the department comes up with these sort of things. There's another issue in this as well, in that they're banning advertising at bus stops and the like. And, you know, like, it's, and no advertising of alcohol on television at any stage, you know, so that children would be watching. But, like, you know, keeping this out of the sight of children, like, they see alcohol. Like, you know, when I was growing up, alcohol was bought into the house at Christmas. And we saw it, and it didn't make an alcoholic out of me or anybody that lived in that sort of an environment. So, you know, I think their whole theory on this is throw money at it and keep increasing the prices, have the same regime going with carbon tax, you know, keep upping the price and people will eventually get fed up buying diesel, or they'll get fed up buying drink or whatever. And what's happening is that these civil servants, senior civil servants, are paying themselves astronomical money because they have all this money coming in. And all right, treating people with alcohol addiction or whatever is expensive and costs the exchequer a lot of money. But having said that, there's another addiction, which is basically gambling, which is costing the state more money. And there's more advertising on that. Like Oisin McConville is on on nearly every month on radio or television talking about how many times adverts are coming up for gambling. But there's nobody taking any heed of that. And he counted, I think, during one football match, which children are always watching, something like 260 ads come up
for gambling. For
gambling.
Yeah.
And it'll be the same with alcohol. Like if a child is watching a football match and an Amstel ad comes up or a Heineken ad runs round the stadium when somebody is taking a corner or that, what are the Department of Health going to do about that? Like, you know, they basically, the answer to this and the answer to all sorts of addiction and that is education. Education. And like that costs money, so they can't get money out of that. So they're going to avoid doing this.
Because there's nothing in it for them, you feel.
There's nothing in it. And you see, advertising costs money. And and this is where the whole issue is. They brought out a brochure 2 years ago, which I rang the department about regarding drugs. And one of the first things on it was know your source of where you're going to buy your drugs. Now, there was no mention right down through the whole leaflet about the fact that drugs are illegal. And this is the sort of claptrap they come out with. You know, they think they're doing something and they don't ask the public. They don't ask what the feedback on this is about. The general public probably miss these sort of things because unless you're reading the paper, and I probably would have missed it as well if lockdown wasn't on. So, you know, like these are the sort of things that they come out with and think that the problem will go away. And, you know, it won't.